right, from the 12th January, all right?
All right.
Don't screw up again, okay?
Okay. Honey,
just take it to focus on it.
I'm trying to, I mean...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and... No, honey. No, honey.
All right, don't yell at me.
I mean, honey, it's just a simple box step, pirouette.
I know.
Bell kick. I don't understand it, honey.
I just can't. I'm just working so hard right now, honey. I mean, I ran right over after the lunch crowd just so that we could practice. I mean, I've been on my feet all day.
What have you been doing?
Well, honey, this morning I had to open up at, you know, Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, and then I had to go over to the restaurant day. So, honey, I'm
your waitress and still, honey?
Forget it.
I don't know how you do it. Here, have some trail mix, honey.
Oh, honey, is this going to give me some energy?
Yeah, there's some Junior Mints in there, too, honey. Can you have blood sugar? And some M&Ms.
I think this is just what I need.
Well, Dr. Schlesinger told me there's some nuts in my diet, so.
All right.
All right.
Mmm.
Isn't that good?
Oh, it's chocolatey goodness.
Mmm. And that mint, honey.
Mmm, I'm mixed with the nuts.
I know, I am. Who would have thought?
I can't get over it. I've got to have another almond.
Mmm. I like to just pick out the M&Ms and the Junior Mints, though. And eat those. Sometimes I have the raisins.
I do. I love a raisin.
Eat as many of the nuts as you want, honey. Okay. But, no, leave the M&Ms. The red ones are mine, okay?
Oh, all right.
Mmm.
Remember when we were kids and we used to lick them and put them on our mouth? Oh, like we used to make lipstick out of it.
What?
Yeah, honey. Oh, really?
Well, I always wore lipstick. Remember me?
Well, that's true. You did. Well, my father wouldn't allow me to. Remember that? So I used to go around with the red M&Ms.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you had to because we were doing the shows in the circus.
I know it.
And you had to do the lipstick. Remember that?
I know it.
I was fortunate enough that my parents weren't really around too much. I got to wear lipstick all the time.
They were ahead of the game.
All right, now, okay, we've got to get back to work. How much time do you have, honey?
I only have an hour for my break, honey. I got to go back for the dinner crowd.
You're working dinner tonight?
Of course.
What, did Luann call in?
Oh, God, that Luann. She calls out 3 times a week, at least, honey. I can't get over it.
Well, that's good, because then you can go in and make the money.
I do make a good hello to money.
Now, you got to claim your tips or something? I heard Luann talking about it or something.
Oh, no, honey, I don't claim nothing.
Well, she was telling me, honey, about how... She's got to claim her tips to the government because Linda Scavullo came in there because apparently she works for the government or something.
What? Honey, I'm off the books. They don't know nothing.
Well, apparently, Luann says she's got to claim every penny now because Linda Scavullo's got her under thumb, honey. Yes.
Linda Scavullo?
Well, Linda Scavullo works for the government.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what she does exactly, but...
What do you mean? Linda Scavullo knows I work there. I've been working there forever.
Honey, you better get your name on those books or something.
Oh, I can't. Oh, they won't give Frankie the disability check and all that.
And your unemployment checks. You're still making the unemployment money, right?
Oh, of course, honey, from hilarious. Thank God I have that extra cash coming in.
Thank God they fired you, right?
I know it. Oh, God. I mean, you wouldn't know, honey. I mean, it's a blessing in disguise when someone fires you from a job.
Well, you know, I'm glad I've never had to work a day in my life, really. I mean,
true.
I don't want to deal with all that. You know, like they say, more money, more problems.
I heard that.
You know?
I hear that.
Oh, that's my phone, honey.
What?
It's my new ringtone.
Oh.
My new Sex and City ringtone. I love it. Oh, listen.
Sex and City?
Listen to it.
Oh, I love the little...
I love it. I feel like SJP.
Oh.
Your Tina Marie did it for me.
My Tina Marie did it?
Well, because I bought her the pre-sale tickets to go see the movie we're going to go together. Hold on.
See the movie.
Hold on. How many minutes to the phone? Hold on. Hello, BJ. How are you? Is this BJ? What? Honey, it's BJ Jacobelli.
Oh, my God.
Hi, BJ. Oh, you're here?
Oh, she's here.
No, we're in the gymnasium, honey.
Oh,
we're rehearsing, honey. No, you can come in.
Honey, how the hell is she going to get in?
Honey, no, just tell Maria, honey. Maria, you're with Maria in the foyer? Just have Maria bring your beer here, all right, honey? We're here. Okay.
Oh, God, honey.
All right.
How's she going to get
through? Okay, we'll see you in just a second, okay?
How's she going to get through?
Just have Maria open the double doors, honey, for you to have around.
Ah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Bubba. Okay. All right. We'll see you in a minute. Okay. Well, all right.
Oh.
No, I know.
What?
I know. Okay.
Well, what's going on? I don't understand. How are you going to see...
All right. Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye.
How are you going to see Sex and the City? I don't understand.
What?
You said Tina Marie got you a ticket, or you got a ticket, or...
Well, you know, they did the pre-sale tickets for Sex and the City 2, the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and seeing as how Tina Marie and I used to always watch the show together, you remember that? Oh, God.
Boy,
she was such a cute little girl. We used to always watch Sex and the City together.
I was at work all the time, but, you know.
And so I said, honey, naturally, we've got to go see the movie together. So I surprised her, bought her pre-sale tickets.
Oh, I see.
I bought every ticket in the theater for opening night.
You bought every ticket in the theater? How come I didn't get an invite?
It's going to be a girls' night, honey.
Well,
girls' night.
I'm still a girl. I mean, I don't have one boobie, but come on, honey. I'm still a woman.
Well.
What?
Oh, hi, BJ. How are you,
BJ? BJ, you...
Oh.
Wear yourself over, honey.
Maria,
yourself over.
Agua, por favor.
Okay.
Agua, por favor.
Maria, agua, please.
Hurry up.
And the El Halzo. El Halzo.
Oh, can we have some Halls, Maria? Maria, cough drops for BJ, honey.
Honey, with the lemon inside, okay?
All right.
Oh, she needs the high
Maria,
dose.
Maria, cough before the Halls, all right, please? Cough before the Halls and some water. Okay. She's going to
BJ.
You okay, BJ?
Honey, to come through.
It was
how
hard to get down here. I'm used to just going right into the kitchen.
Can I bring Dan to my gymnasium?
No. Why would I?
Well, it's true.
Why would I?
We're rehearsing down here.
Oh,
we are.
January, it's so cute.
Isn't it cute?
It's so adorable.
Have you ever seen a pink gymnasium?
No.
I know.
Makes me almost want to get out of my hover around.
And do some exercise?
Well.
Why don't you, honey?
Looks like a trick. No.
Honey, we should
not
get
with
these.
Not with this cloth.
Well, we should
this,
get these limbs going,
this
honey.
Dry throat.
Let's try and stand up. You want to try and stand up?
You think I should?
Why not?
Well.
I mean, you're in the chair by choice, right?
By choice, that's true. I could get out whenever I want. Whenever I want.
Well,
so why don't
you? This should be
the day. Are you okay? All right.
I couldn't.
Maybe we should.
Come on, let's try.
All right.
Want to try?
You ready?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, Jamie, you got that side?
Oh, God, yeah.
Be careful with the hover around.
I won't scratch it.
Don't scratch it.
I won't scratch it, honey.
All right. One.
All right, ready? One,
two.
Oh my god! Are you?
Oh god! I can't.
No! Put me down!
I can't! Oh god! Oh god! Are you all right?
Oh my god!
Where's that water?
I think I'm.
Where's that water?
Oh god! All right.
What do you got here? What's this?
Trail mix.
I can't. Nuts are too dry.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait.
There's a raisin.
What is that? Oh, raisin. What is that?
Some ginger mints, honey.
Oh, ginger mints are great.
Take them. All right.
They create a lot of saliva, honey.
Oh.
You get lots of saliva with that.
Oh,
good.
That was great.
Are you all right?
That was great. The most exercise I've had in months.
Mm.
Doesn't it feel good?
Oh.
You know,
it's good to be in the gym again.
Yes. I mean, you know me. You need a bathroom. I always like to start my day in the gym. You know, I get up.
Yes.
Maria's got my breakfast for me, all ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I turn on the view, I watch my Wendy Williams, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
I watch my noon soaps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then every morning, first thing, right after that.
Come right in here.
Sometimes I have stuff that I have to do for the Little Miss Italian League.
Of course. My
work, you know, my volunteer
work.
But, you know, I like to come down here, you know, a couple times a week and,
mm-hmm.
you know, really get things moving.
Oh, yeah.
You got to.
I mean, I can't go to the gym, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm running around like a crazy woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at times you really need a good exercise.
You
do.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and, you know,
right.
Jamie, I think you would really benefit because, you know, you're retaining all... I'm assuming it's water you're retaining.
It is a lot of water. I think that sausage is going to put me on a water pill. I'm scared. I go to the bathroom enough as it is.
Wait, what's a water pill?
A water pill is when you don't have enough in your system. There's
really?
Too much salt in your body, and they have to balance it out with the actual water.
I wonder if that would lubricate my throat.
Do you think?
Dr. Slusher would have suggested that.
Well, I would think so. I trust him, but I'm going to ask next time I come in. Because if there's a pill, you know, I'm back and forth to the bathroom 8 times a day. At least, just in the morning.
Well, and you know me.
I can't sleep through the night.
No, you can't.
No.
I know you've always had that problem.
Oh,
but you know me, Anita Buffum, I go to Dr. Schlesinger, and he tells me recently, I find it, that I'm got the low blood sugar. I mean,
you guys know that.
Well,
yeah.
And then there's a battle, honey, let me tell you. But, you know, I never would have thought you could find that out from getting your pip smeared. Who would have thought?
Who knew?
It's amazing.
I mean, the things that they do down
it's
there.
It's so modern.
We're
and
lucky.
The things they do in his office.
We're so lucky to be going to a doctor like that.
I mean, he does everything.
Oh, he does everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he does my teeth, and then he puts me in the stirrups.
He does it all.
I have
one appointment. I go in, I get my teeth cleaned, I get my mammogramming, I get my pap smeared, and I'm set. I'm ready to go.
Get a little Q-tip in there, and good.
Well, I just feel so blessed. I really do.
Oh, I know.
So, Gina Marie, I'm glad you're here. Because I've been hearing some things around the neighborhood. From Linda Scavullo was over the other day.
Oh, really?
And she was saying to me that she had her eye on you.
What?
She's got her eye on me.
She was asking some questions.
What'd she say about me, anything?
Oh, she was talking about your gazebo a little bit.
Oh, of course she was.
Pumping me for information on what you're planning, which I wouldn't tell her a thing. I wouldn't tell her a thing.
Well, you know she's calling, you know, Aphrodite Construction and Lumber every day.
What?
Yes, honey, and I won't tell her a thing, but I think she's calling George Papadopoulos.
No.
Yes, and I think
she's... Is he going to tell her about my plans to have my gazebo turned?
I don't know what he's telling her. I don't know what he's telling
me. BJ, listen to this.
She doesn't know anything yet.
I'll tell you that. Yes, I am going to have my gazebo redone.
Ugh.
So it rotates, honey, so that I don't have to move when the sun moves. I can just lay there, and I can do my sunbathing.
It's fabulous.
Oh, God. I'm
what
so
an
excited.
Idea.
What
and
an idea.
It'd be such a...
Right?
It's a modern day thing.
It is. Everyone's going to want one. I mean, everyone's going
to
want one.
And you're the first one in the story to have it.
I'm so excited. I can't stand it.
Of course you are.
I mean, come on.
Of course.
Oh, God. Junior, I'm so excited. You all right? You okay?
People are going to come from miles around.
Well, I'm going to have it in the back so it's all fenced off. I mean, I can't have people watching like
sunbathing.
Oh, no.
You know me. I don't like people looking at me. I don't like people... I don't like people to see me all the
time. But it's going
to
be a spectacle.
Oh, God, I can't
It's going to be like Disney.
I can't stand it. So now, okay, so what did Linda Scavullo say exactly?
Yeah, what did she say?
Well, after she was done pumping me for information, which she wasn't getting any, about Anita's gazebo, she told me that, you know, she's been looking into Luann over there.
Yeah.
At Aphrodite Ristorante.
Uh-huh.
And then she started asking me some questions about you.
What?
What is she asking?
Well, what is she looking at Luann for?
Yeah.
Well, with the She said that, you know, she works for the government, right?
Yeah.
Of course. So, you know,
you know what she does exactly?
She's snooping around. I don't know. I think she just likes to be nosy. But,
she's a big busy boy.
You know
what?
She is a
big busy boy.
You know, she's nosy to everybody's problems.
I don't like people like that. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like talking. You know me.
No.
You know me, Anita Buffum. I don't like to talk about people.
No.
I don't like to get in other people's business.
Of course
not.
No
one
does.
None of my business.
No, of course not.
None of my business.
Well, I wouldn't be. I don't like people talking about me, so why would I talk about them?
Exactly.
But she was telling me that there's going to be a big bust over there at Aphrodite.
What?
A big bust?
Well, yeah, because of all the tax evasion over there.
What?
What?
Evidently.
Tax evasion?
Evidently.
What is that?
Papadopoulos family? They're not doing the whole...
Well, evidently, she's looking into Luann because she hasn't been claiming her tips.
Well, that we knew. I just told her that.
Right.
I heard Linda Scavullo told me about that. I told you, Gina Marie.
I know it, but honey, do you think they're going to get after me?
Well, now she's talking about looking at everybody's tips.
Oh, God.
What?
Because someone had called in about Luann. So someone hands it out for Luann. First
wait
of all, we don't know who that is.
Wait, hold on. Back up a second. What exactly is tips, honey?
Yeah, well, tips is what I make, honey, from the customers. That the money that they leave on the table.
Cash
after,
money?
Yeah, cash money.
What do you mean? People leave money on the table?
They just throw money at you?
Yeah,
what are you
honey.
Doing for this money?
Well, you're serving them.
So don't you get paid?
Well, I make a little hourly rate, though, that they give me under the table.
You know,
everything is not on the books for me.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it was a favor to... To Aphrodite. I mean, I've been working for Aphrodite for so many years now. But nobody knew.
Well, somebody knows now.
Oh, God.
How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, God, honey. 25 years.
What?
Well, at least, right?
That's a lot of money.
I mean, after the whole showgirl thing, you know, fell through at that time. And, you know, and then Gina Marie, auto body fell, you know, well, was ripped right out from under us, you know.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, I
Did
had to find a
this?
Job.
Oh, everybody
Frankie,
knows the story.
Your husband, Frankie.
Yeah.
He opened up Gina Marie's auto body,
yes,
right?
Honey, back in the day.
Yeah, you know, I've always been so curious about that. You know, I thought there wasn't a fire or something. I mean...
Well, no. Honey, there was a problem with all the taxes at that time, with the company and all this. But then, you know, something happened. I don't even know the situation, but the Italian League of Astoria just took it out from under us.
Wow, that's too bad.
And now they renamed it something else.
I thought it was
happen.
Doing so well. Wasn't it doing
it
so
well?
It
was doing really well, and I was so excited. I mean, Tina Marie was just about to be born, and, oh, honey, but, you know, what are you going to do? And once I had Tina Marie, I had to go find a job. And so George Papadopoulos knew that I was in a bind, and I started working there. But he said, you know, you just come in and help me out, and I'll give you some money. And that's how it accumulated.
George Papadopoulos knew about your bind?
Yeah, honey.
He knew about your bowel problem?
Well, honey, everyone knows I've had problems for years.
Yeah,
oh,
of course. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But I've been taking stool softeners, and you know what? Some days it's, you know, my whole equilibrium is short.
I don't know if you know this or not, BJ, but some days Gina Marie is bound up out of hell, and then some days, I mean, it's just complete diarrhea.
Oh, well, I mean, we don't have to.
Terrible.
I know, but we don't have
did
to.
Did you ever try that Activia? That Jamie Lee Curtis yogurt?
No,
that
I makes have you... not.
My bowel movements are so healthy after having
oh,
yeah.
Healthy. It's about all I eat.
Should I do
water,
it?
Water, Activia, and Halls. That's all I eat.
Let me try it.
And whoopie pies.
And
whoopie,
well, hello.
Of course. Whoopie. That just smooths things out.
Yeah.
But right. I've never been more regular in my life.
Really?
No.
So I need to, I'm going to jot that down.
That Jamie Lee Curtis, she knows what she's talking about.
Activia. All right. I see.
It's a little expensive.
Is it expensive?
It's a little
well,
expensive. But you know what they have?
You go down to Costco.
You know what you do? They have this thing. They have this thing. You try it for 14 days, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back. But they don't know. It's not like they check. So you could always just say it didn't work and then get your money back. You get 14 days for free.
I got to do it.
That's perfect for you.
And then every 14 days, you could just
you
keep
just
doing
keep
it.
You just keep doing it.
I'll just do it.
You could do it under Tina Marie's name. Do it under
oh!
Frankie's name.
Oh, I will.
You could use my name if you want.
All right, I will.
I mean, anything to help you out, honey. You know me.
Well,
I'm always
you.
Better over backwards to help you.
Well, thank you.
And especially this bowel movement problem you have. I mean, God.
We got to get that cleared up. There's no reason for it.
I feel bad because, you know, I remember the day you just gave up. You just stopped fighting, I remember.
I knew.
You looked at me with tears in your eyes and you said you were done.
And I knew, you know what? I just said, that's it. Some days I have to run to the bathroom and some days I don't have to go for days.
It's so sad when people give up.
I know.
Well, I don't like it when people give up. I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter.
Well, I've
and
tried
I just,
to be.
Yeah, just don't give up. There's no reason to just give up.
Well, that's it.
I
won't.
No. When I stepped into this chair, I said, I am in this chair by choice.
Yeah.
And why I'm going to do everything I can to stay in this chair,
mm-hmm.
because it's easier for me.
Good for you.
Well, I fought
tooth and nail,
to be in this chair. People said, why are you in this chair? You can walk just fine.
Mm.
And I said, no.
Why?
I need to be in this chair.
There
I want
go.
To be in this chair.
And you had
you
your mindset on it, and you
and
did
I
it.
And I did it.
So you
and here I am.
You can do that,
too.
I need
it.
To learn from you, BJ.
Your bowels can work fine if you want them to.
That's it.
Honey, did you ever read that book, The Secret?
No. What's that?
What? An Oprah. The Secret, honey.
Oh, yeah, The Secret.
The Secret.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it really to work.
Of course.
So if I put my mind there and say to myself, I will have good bowels, and I'll have an equilibrium that
mm-hmm.
will just be constant and steady.
Of course.
Then it'll happen.
It'll happen.
Your bowel movement equilibrium will be better than ever, honey. You just got to want it bad enough.
Well, let me just pray to
Activia.
Jesus. Oh, God. Activia.
Between wanting it and Activia, you should be fine.
All right.
There you go, honey.
That's all.
There you
if
go.
You dream it, it will happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oprah, I got that on Oprah. I got it on my DVR.
All
yeah.
right.
Oprah and Jamie Lee Curtis will cure
well,
your
my
bowel
life.
Movements.
Look at that.
Honey, you never saw that Oprah, honey?
No, I didn't have a chance to.
Well, I got it on my DVR. So
we'll
you're
watch.
Watch it.
We'll watch it.
You have to, because really, I mean, it changed my life.
Well, I watch it every
life.
Day. I watch it every day in the morning.
It changed my life.
And things
yeah.
always seem to be happening for you guys.
Of course.
Well, never me, but everything's happening for you guys. So
it'd be better.
It might be working.
I made Rudy watch it, and he became the
supervisor
like
at the GameStop.
At GameStop.
I need to have my Tamari watch it.
Well, she's a good girl. She's working so hard.
All right. Well,
she's working so
you know,
hard.
She's doing the best.
Oh, would you look at the time? Mm. Well, I gotta go. It's dinner time.
What?
It's
oh, my God. What time is it? I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to work the tables. Oh,
what?
Well, see you guys.
Oh, we got rehearsal.
Okay.
Well,
oh, I gotta get out of here. We talk too much. All right, I gotta go.
All right,
ladies.
All right, okay.
I'll see
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, really.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, the poor thing.
Oh, I feel so bad.
She brings it upon herself, really.
Of course. She's so fidgety.
You know.
No wonder she's got a nervous stomach.
You know,
she makes me nervous.
I know, I can barely look at it.
I can't.
I mean, the poor thing. You know, though, I have to say, though, the whole Linda Scavullo thing, she better watch out.
Oh, that is
she
not good.
I mean, Linda Scavullo, when she puts her mind to something, too, she does it.
Oh, yeah.
Not like
Gina
Marie.
No.
Not like Gina Marie.
Mm-hmm. She's just like us.
All right, you want to go to Jenny? You want to go over to Lombardi's or something?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's
sure.
go. All right,
sure.
Let's go. All right.
Hi, I'm Anita M. Buffum. And I'm here to remind you to go to SundayMorningMimosa.com to buy your tickets for our big show at the Daryl Roth Theater on June 18th at 10 p.m. in Union Square. It's Nita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Rotoli starring in the Showgirls Strike Back. We'll see you there, Bubba.
Company He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.